Oh no, this is really not good. This is the last thing I need right now. No signal, it's dead, it's. Ugh! I guess we're on our own. This is really not good. Nothing's wrong. Everything is perfectly fine. I mean, I am a federal agent and I can handle one prisoner. I can handle you. I don't want to handle you. I won't handle you. I mean, I'm just going to wait it out. I mean, I'm sure the storm will stop soon. I mean, it's not going to stop. That looks bad. That looks like a blizzard. That looks like a blizzard, and I'm stuck in a cabin in the middle of nowhere with you. This is so bad. And it's fine. It's fine. We have supplies. We have candlelight and hot chocolate and a roaring fire. And it. No. This is not helping. This is really, really not helping. Just. What? No. No. I am not sitting in front of the fire with you. I am going to go and look at the supplies. I'm just going to keep a bit of distance between us, but not. Don't get any ideas about running off, because if you do, I mean you'll die, and I don't want you to die. I mean, because you're in my custody, and it would make me look bad. So, just sit there and be pretty. Not, I mean. You're not attractive. I mean, I do not find you attractive at all. I mean, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be stuck in this cabin in the middle of nowhere with you in a scene that I have fantasized. I'm not at all. I am one can of beans, two can of. Is it only beans? I hate beans. Oh, there's no. What are you doing so close? You are meant to be over there. There's meant to be a distance, a minimum safe distance. This is my personal space. My personal space. And if you come any closer, I will arrest you. I already arrested you. Do you want me to add more charges? Because I will. Yes, invading my personal space is a charge. It's interfering with a federal aid. You want to interfere with me? Huh? You. I mean, no. Just go and sit down. What do you mean? You're lonely. I don't know what that means. Yes, I know what it means, but I mean. Yes, it is nice and warm by the fire. I mean, okay. I'll sit here. No, I'm fine here. No, it's comfortable. Just perched on this edge. It's yes, it does look like a very, very comfortable sofa. Just very comfortable and warm. But I'm fine here. Just not at all precarious. It's just, you know. I'm on the clock. I'm working. So, I mean. Even though it's just the two of us, just the two of us in this cabin in the middle of nowhere, and even though the fire is roaring and. No, just no. No what? No to that. No, I am not. We are not. You are a prisoner. You're my prisoner. No, you're not my prisoner. You're a prisoner. Sort of my prisoner. I arrested you, but I mean, I don't think of you as my prisoner. I am, you know what? I'm just going to go and stand up by the window. I'm just going to check to see if the phone lines are up. And oh, come on, just give me one bar. I just need one bar. This. I need. Come on, please. I need a Christmas miracle. Just give me one bar. Nothing. Oh, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. I am a professional. I am a federal agent. I am a trained federal agent. And would you not come so close? Why are you sneaking up on me? I could have shot you. I have a gun. I wouldn't shoot you. I mean, because I'm a federal agent and I don't shoot prisoners. Although I might if you don't back up. Back up. Well, not that far. I mean, yes, that far. And, okay. So, let's just take stock of the situation. I have been chasing you for 4 months and I finally caught you this afternoon. Here. In this hideout. Although it's not really a hideout. It's more of a holiday cottage. I mean, I'm not criticising your taste in hideouts because this is actually really, really nice. I mean, this is like a honeymoon cottage. I mean, not that we would ever be on a honeymoon because, I mean, no, of course not. Because, yes, I just mean, this isn't really what I would, I mean, you know, also you didn't really cover your tracks and you're actually really good at covering your tracks. It was kind of really easy to find you here. Almost as if you wanted me to. But of course you didn't want me to because I'm a federal... You wanted me to find you here. You wanted to be arrested. You wanted to spend some time together. You wanted to spend some time with me did you know it was going, did you know the blizzard was coming? You did. Unlike me, you checked the weather report. Okay, that's just, that, come on, that's a little, I was excited, okay? I was excited because I was going to get to see you and capturing you because I'm a federal agent. A really pretty federal agent. You think I'm pretty? You think this red coat really suits me? Really? Because I picked it out because... No, I didn't. I mean, this whole thing, I just threw it on. It's not like I picked out a wardrobe to chase you. At all. Yes, I did get a haircut. It's nice that you noticed. No one else noticed. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. And it's a little bit chilly over here by the window. You know what? I think I will take you up on your invitation to sit next to you in front of the fire. Just here. So, you wanted to spend time with me? When you say that you wanted to spend time with me, you mean you wanted a date? Oh. You know, you could have just asked, but I would have said no, because I don't know. If I would have said no. Which is kind of the whole problem because, yeah. I'm in a bit of trouble, to be fair, because I like you. And I'm not meant to like you because you're a criminal. Even though you are ridiculously attractive and you have your smile. I mean, I actually have your mugshot in my wallet and that's bad. I mean, it's ridiculous that you took such a pretty mugshot, to be fair. Oh, you were smiling at me. You do realise that I'm a federal agent who has arrested you. Yeah, it's not really the best start for a relationship. Not that we're in a relationship. Oh, I'm in more trouble than I thought. This Oh, my boss is going to be so angry, just so angry, because obviously I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go. Well, because I don't really want to look you up. Well, I mean, you could escape, but I mean, there's a blizzard, and you're really warm, and in the morning, when it's over, I could fall asleep, and you could sneak out while I'm asleep. You wouldn't go without saying goodbye, huh? I'm in so much trouble, and you're holding my hand. And you're... This is a date. I'm on a date with a criminal. This is going to be very bad for my career. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know what I'm doing. Really? Your Christmas present. This is your Christmas present. One night, and tomorrow. Tomorrow, I don't even know at this point. So you planned this, the fire and the hot chocolate and the decorations and... I like you. I really do. And this is probably a mistake, but you know what? Finally being close to you, finally. I don't care. Merry Christmas. Let's just not think about tomorrow. Let's just enjoy tonight. Yes, you are ridiculously pretty. Now, you said you had something other than beans. Sounds perfect.